From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Authorities were concerned today when the pilot of a Northwest Airlines jet bound for Detroit asked for emergency assistance. It was the same flight on which a failed bomb attack occurred Friday. Today, though, the problem was a passenger who became verbally abusive. The Nigerian man was questioned after being taken into custody. The Department of Homeland Security says the man posed no security risk and had no weapons or explosives. The man accused in Friday's failed bomb attack, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, was released from a hospital in Michigan today where he was being treated for burns. His attorney says Abdulmutallab is now being held in a federal prison. The ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, Peter Hoekstra of Michigan, accused the Obama administration today of being too lax in responding to the threat of terrorism on U.S. soil.
Homegrown terrorism, the threat to the United States, is real. I think this administration has downplayed it. They need to recognize it, identify it. It is the only way we are going to defeat it.
Hoekstra was on Fox News Sunday. Intelligence officials are busy trying to retrace Abdulmutallab's travels over the past year to determine where and how he might have become radicalized. NPR's Tom Jelton has that story.
Abdulmutallab allegedly told officials he got explosive materials from an al-Qaeda bomb expert in Yemen, which has been a hotbed of al-Qaeda organizing. But he could also have been radicalized as a university student in London, where al-Qaeda has recruited other militants. Finally, Abdulmutallab's native Nigeria has its own history of Muslim militancy. The country is split about 50-50 between Muslims and Christians. 12 of the 36 northern states in Nigeria are under Islamic Sharia law, and militant Muslim leaders there have compared themselves to the Afghan Taliban. Al-Qaeda has attempted to organize among the Nigerian Muslims, but the militant movement there preceded the establishment of Al-Qaeda, and intelligence officials are not convinced Al-Qaeda is well organized yet in Nigeria. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
Opposition websites in Iran say police opened fire on anti-government protesters today, killing at least 9 people. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
Opposition websites report that police opened fire on demonstrators in the capital, killing the nephew of Mir Hussein Mousavi, a major figure in the opposition. In June, Mousavi challenged President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in a vote that the opposition believes was rigged. Mousavi's website reported that his 35-year-old nephew had been shot dead after seeing the body in the hospital. Iranian television has acknowledged the protest but denied any deaths. Images of street fires, clashes with police, and bloody demonstrators have flooded the internet, images that can't be independently verified. Iranian commentators outside the country have called the day-long protests a major civil rights uprising. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.
This is NPR News from Washington. 7 people, including a German teenager, have been killed by avalanches in Italy. In one incident, 2 Italian tourists were killed when an avalanche hit them in the Italian Alps. Authorities say 4 rescuers searching for those tourists were hit by a subsequent avalanche and were also killed. The 2 tourists had vanished yesterday while mountain climbing in the region. In a separate incident, the teenager was reportedly hit and killed instantly by an avalanche as he was skiing with a brother and a friend. Flooding, freezing rain, and slippery roads are causing more travel problems in the upper Midwest today. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull has more.
Some rivers in southern Wisconsin and the northern halves of Iowa and Illinois have crested above flood stage. Drivers have been warned to avoid submerged roadways. Below freezing temperatures have formed ice jams on many rivers, and the National Weather Service has issued flood warnings through midweek. Parts of Iowa and Illinois may see up to 4 inches of snowfall by tonight, along with gusty winds. Meanwhile, parts of northern Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan could get up to 3 more inches of snow through tonight, along with gale-force winds around the Great Lakes. Due to the icy conditions, unnecessary travel is being discouraged. Motorists returning from holiday trips are being advised to slow down and stay alert to weather warnings. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Madison.
The National Weather Service has also issued flood warnings for parts of the South and Midwest today. Warmer temperatures are melting record recent snowfalls in those regions. Pioneering civil rights lawyer Percy Sutton has died at the age of 89. He represented Malcolm X before undertaking careers as a media mogul and political power broker. Sutton was the son of a slave and served with the famed Tuskegee Airmen in World War II. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.